Welcome to the Radioactive Podcast. My name is Rogelia Sanchez.
And I'm Gerardo Ramos.
Radioactive is a program where youth come together and create great radio at KUOW Public Radio in Seattle.
On today's podcast, we're going to be talking about different people's perspectives on Hispanic immigration.
We even made a vox pop that you will hear in a sec, but before we hear it, Gerardo would like to share a fact with us first.
Did you know that 52% of the unauthorized immigrants in the United States are from Mexico? That's over 5 million people in the whole United States. We asked our Radioactive teammates what's the first thing that pops in their mind when we say Hispanic immigration. So what's the first thing that pops in your mind when you hear the word Hispanic immigration?
I think of Texas and Mexico and the border.
I think of a lot of states in the southern end of our country, like the southern end of California, Arizona, New Mexico, places like that.
It's discrimination.
Indian people.
I see Spanish immigration, Mexican.
Donald Trump. I just listened to an interview with him where he's a pretty awful person.
I think of places in L.A. or Yakima or Washington, D.C. that I've seen because Hispanic immigration isn't really a part of my life.
I think of people trying to cross the border, but I also think like people who are trying to cross the border to get exposed to new opportunities, and they come to America to get exposed to these new opportunities so they can help others in their country.
Mostly just immigration. I mean, my family, we're all immigrants as well. And we came for, like, you know, the same thing, you know, for good education and good jobs and different freedoms that we didn't have back home.
Rogelia, did you notice that some of the responses that we got were really similar to each other? Like, for example, the one that was talking about the border in the southern states.
Yes, I did notice that. What comes to my mind is people coming out from different places to get different opportunities. So, what comes to your mind, Gerardo?
The word that comes to my mind is deportation, because I deal with it during my daily life, and I'm so used to seeing families break apart. Anyways, there are a lot of immigrants that come to the United States to look for a better future, and my family was one of them.
Tell me about your experience. What is difficult for you being from an immigrant parent?
There are a lot of things that are difficult to me having immigrant parents. The really big one in general was like adapting to the school environment. Even though I was born in the United States, I found it really hard for me to learn English because my parents didn't know English, and I had to take EOL classes and special classes for me to speak English because I had nobody to teach me. Like, talking about college has been also really hard. None of my family has graduated from high school or anything, so like this is a big step for me and my parents to, like, adapt to the fact that I might be the first one to graduate high school from our family and probably the first one to go to college.
Gerardo, what stereotype have you faced?
I really haven't faced any stereotype. All right, so I'm going to ask you some questions now, Rogelia. When you came to the United States, were you feeling like you didn't fit in the community, or did you just adapt to their environment?
I wasn't really sure because, I mean, I didn't really thought of it. I came here when I was pretty young, so it's not something that I would actually think of as a young person.
How's your experience at school like?
Well, it's all we're all diverse. I mean, there's like any type of people. There's a bunch of races. It's like anybody is there, but it's not that different.
Do you see the way to succeed differently from a person who isn't an immigrant from the United States?
Yes, it's pretty hard. I mean, for here, since I'm here, I think there's more like opportunities. It's probably going to be a little bit kind of easier for some of us that have like a lot of caring teachers and caring people that is helping us succeed. But not everyone agrees that we come here for better opportunities.
Just like Donald Trump, he is one of the people who disagrees that Mexican people come here to look for a better future. He thinks that instead of helping the U.S., we are destroying the U.S. in many different ways.
Here are some ways that Mexicans are destroying the U.S. According to Donald Trump's speech during his presidential campaign last month at Trump Tower in New York.
When do we beat Mexico at the border? They're laughing at us, at our stupidity. And now they're beating us economically. They are not our friend, believe me. But they're killing us economically. When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're not sending you. They're not sending you. They're sending people that have lots of problems, and they're bringing those problems with us. They're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists, and some, I assume, are good people.
Wow, Rogelio, he's a gentleman. He thinks Mexicans are rapists and bad people, but some are good people. I don't know about that. Rogelio, are you one of those good people?
Yeah, I believe so, but we could ask Donald Trump about that.
I don't think he would have a response. But he would probably take it as a joke like he takes everything else.
Well, he had a lot to say. Not all of us are like that. I interviewed some people about his speech, and here's what they had to say about it. So, what do you think about Donald Trump's speech about Mexicans being rapists, criminals, and bringing illegal drugs into the U.S.?
I was pretty shocked that he referred to people as it's and what, rather than as they or he or she. He's viewing them as objects rather than people.
Those who have followed Donald Trump probably aren't surprised by the fact that he said this. To me, it keeps fairly well with inflammatory comments that he's made in the past. I know, for example, he's been accused in the past of racial discrimination in his housing practices.
I think it's fairly ridiculous, and I think that it's a detriment to put that sort of information out into our country and to, you know, kind of spread that information, because once you say something, your words are very impactful, and I think just making those statements is awful.
I don't think that, obviously, not everyone that comes in has those characteristics, so.
I think that happens to be the most insane thing that I've ever heard, but as far as anyone taking Donald Trump seriously, that's a joke within itself, so it isn't comment worthy.
I feel it.
Yeah, me too. Well, it's good to know that not everybody agrees with him.
Oh, that's true. Some of the people that you interview had really good responses.
Yeah, huh?
Anyways, we've had enough with Donald Trump. I hope all you listeners took something away from today's podcast. Thanks for listening.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. You can find us at KUOW.org/radioactive. We are going to be waiting for you guys to find us. So take out your phones, tablets, laptops, and look us up.
You can also look on our Facebook page at Radioactive Youth Media to get more information to see new updates on everything our old team is doing. And you can also look for us on Twitter at KUOW Radioactive.
If you haven't already, subscribe to Radioactive Podcasts on iTunes or wherever you download your podcast. Leave us something nice so more people can be interested in hearing our beautiful voices.
Thanks to Jack Paradise, Lola Garcia, Aisha Burka, Mamansa Dogra, Paul Kiefer, and Julia Furukawa for all their support.
And special thanks to our editor, Anne Kane, and shout out to Lila Katayev and Jenny Asarno for all the supports they have provided.
Bye.